Many parts of the Mountain West are news deserts, and it's getting worse. More than 20 counties in our region have no local newspaper. The ones that are left are struggling, and research suggests news deserts contribute to low voter turnout and increasing partisanship. So what do we do? As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, some in the city of Longmont, Colorado, think the answer is the public library.
Scott Converse could feel the desert closing in. It was 2017, and his local newspaper had just announced it was shuttering its offices and moving to Boulder.
All of Longmont's news left Longmont, effectively. And it just PO'd me.
So he took action. He and another Longmont resident started their own publication, the Longmont Observer. From the get-go, though, funding was a problem.
We're proof that news is not profitable. We get enough donations to pay our rent and our internet here, and that's it. That's literally it.
So lately, Converse has been looking for new ideas for how to fund local journalism. That's when he came across something.
I found this article out of the Columbia Journalism Review.
It was called "Journalism is a Public Service. Why Don't We Fund It Like One?"
By a guy named Simon Galperin.
Yeah.
That's him right there. He works for a nonprofit called the Community Information Cooperative.
People feel it in a visceral way when they don't have the sort of information they need to get about their day.
Galperin says we need a way to publicly fund news. And he says the way to do this is through a common technique, starting something called a special improvement district. These already exist in communities across the country for a bunch of purposes. Parks, airports, highways.
Fire safety, mosquito abatement. So it kind of just made sense to say, okay, let's create one for local news and information.
Technically, special districts are their own independent government units. They have their own funding, separate from the city budget, and their own governing board. Galperin says funding through a special district might allow a community to spread information in a bunch of different ways, including by hiring journalists, maybe even full newsrooms. Back in Longmont, that idea was a light bulb moment for Scott Converse.
And I thought, that's brilliant. What a great idea.
He learned that there's a type of special district that's actually really common in Colorado. They're for libraries. And what are libraries, he says, if not sources of trusted information, chock full of some of the nation's best information ninjas?
Librarians are badasses. You know, you do not mess with a librarian. If you try to remove a book from a library, you almost have to kill a librarian. It's not easy. So, and that's because they believe in the freedom of information.
Plus, libraries are nonprofit and nonpartisan.
What better place to put a newsroom?
Converse dreams of the library housing not just a staff of local journalists, but also the tools for citizen journalists to cover their community, like a makerspace for news. This is the Longmont Public Library on a Thursday morning.
Never shushed anyone in a library in my life. Don't plan to start.
And this is its badass in chief, Director Nancy Kerr.
You know, we really believe in people's rights to read anything and everything and support that.
And she says libraries are changing. If you haven't been to one in a while, take a look. You might be surprised. This library has an old card catalog full of seeds for people to plant in their gardens. Kerr says librarians help people with resumes and job applications all the time. And they just started a library of things where people can check out everything from ukuleles and telescopes to Wi-Fi hotspots.
We're always looking at new opportunities to connect people with information.
Broadly speaking, she says, libraries are already starting to share more characteristics with news organizations, like the libraries that have podcasting equipment and green screens available, or even the ones with plans to house the public TV channel in the same building.
Nothing is an impossibility for libraries.
The city is doing a feasibility study right now about how to make the Longmont Library its own special district, and a news service is part of that conversation. Scott Converse says he's getting some pushback on the idea of a government-funded news service, but he's got an answer for that.
It's not government-run news. It's news run by the people, for the people, and funded by the people.
Just like the BBC in the UK, or CBC in Canada, or at least in part, public radio, here. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.